Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 189. This is the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. What up?
Hello.
Brody?
What up, Skeery?
Things are good, man. Just, it's crunch time here because I'm leaving for Vegas tomorrow.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Well, no blah, blah, blah. I had to go shopping. Brody, you don't understand something. I haven't gone clothes shopping in 2 years.
Yeah, it's been that long for me. I mean, I did some online clothes shopping, but I haven't been in a store buying clothes in about that, 2 years.
I mean, if you think about it, we went through like a year of the pandemic and then the year before that. And wait a second. I haven't gone for summer clothes in 3 years because in 2019, I was using 2018's wardrobe.
Yeah,
so it's been a full 3 years. And here where I am going to Vegas in September when in the New York area, they're headed to fall fashions already. So I'm fucked. You have no idea the trouble that...
Skeery's social media is at Skeery Jones, S-K-E-E-R-Y Jones.
Nobody knows the trouble.
Please tweet him and DM him on Instagram, your sympathy notes.
Yes, please. You know what? In fact, if someone could start a GoFundMe.
Right.
Start
so
to go
can use
fund
that money
me.
To put it all on red when he's in Vegas. That'd be great.
No, but dude, always bet on black.
No, you don't always bet on black.
Always bet on black.
That means you're going to lose half the time, roughly. You can't
roughly
always do anything.
Dude, it's a famous movie line. Isn't that from
007? Yes, that's why I said red. Yeah, that's why I said red, to be different.
I don't know.
You're not James Bond. You go buy a tuxedo, you're not James Bond.
Well, I was looking for shorts and fresh short sleeve shirts, and I couldn't find
fresh,
shit.
Like yo, that shirt's fresh.
No, like a fresh, like brand new, like fresh out the box. But I got roped in.
Also a '90s reference. Okay.
I will say, well, we have a lot of '90s kids listening to
fresh
this.
Fresh out the box is not exactly a phrase that's fresh out the box.
Not no, but for this audience and people that are listening to this podcast, they remember it from way back when.
Our audience is way cooler.
You know what? Just do it.
Okay, thanks, Nike. Thanks. Where's the beef, Skeery? Where's the beef?
That's 80s. That's even worse.
I know. That was the point.
Dude, Coke is it.
Okay.
So I went shopping. I went all throughout the mall. I went in and out of every store. I'm like, I am fucked. You know, some of them had shorts on clearance, but of course it wasn't my size. You know,
right.
they only have like the 26s
first
and 28s.
Skeery.
Not even, dude. They have like skinny high school Skeery.
Right, like when you go into, like, let's say Abercrombie or American Eagle.
Yeah.
And it's like August 15th.
Yeah.
And they have the 26s, 28s.
Right.
And then like 44. 44s.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And the guy goes, well, what do you expect? It's September, you know, it's September 15th. And I'm telling him, no, dude, you don't understand. I'm like, I'm going to Vegas where it's going to be 100 degrees. And they're like, yeah, but here in the Northeast, this is what we get because we cater to the region that we're in. This isn't
That's
Miami.
Why you have to go to Vegas and get clothes.
This is right. This is so. I actually was scraping the bottom of the barrel. I was like, "Oh, please!" And like maybe like over six stores, I bought two pairs of shorts that I found that were the right size and that you know were whatever. But I will say this, Brody, and I know that you know you've been in retail.
I did. I worked back in retail for a number of years. Yeah.
Nothing good ever happens after they say the statement. Let me start a dressing room for you. Because because what it, first of all, they're hooking you in, they're bringing you in. It's usually a place that the people on the floor work for commission, and this was one of those places.
Oh, you go to those places.
Well, it was a place where they work on commission, and I knew it. And I'm like, let me start dressing for you. Okay, so I'm like, look, I'll just take. Thank you so much for doing that because I had four or five items in my hand. So she took them from me. She puts them in the dressing room, sets me up. Okay, right. And maybe I walk in with maybe another one or two. Mm-hmm. Great. Now I have like seven things to try on. As I'm getting dressed, you know, and changing stuff, she's asking how it's coming along. All right, you about this?
No, I like when they go, they're not going to go, are you finding everything okay? I'm like, it's all on the hook. How could I not find it? It's right there.
Right. Well,
how are you doing on sizes? You can't answer that question. What are you going to say? Everything's tight because I overate this month. Well, you don't want to tell her?
Well, no, but here's the worst. No, her. Well, here's what happened. I'm not going in that direction. You'll see where I'm leading in a second. All of a sudden, three or four pairs of jeans come flopping over the top of the door.
Oh, no.
And she goes, hey, I found these for you.
Oh, did you?
And I'm like, oh. She's like, yeah, I thought you might like this. And then these three shirts. And I'm like, oh, cool. All right, I guess I'll try it all on. So now I'm trying on the shit that I brought into the room and the stuff that she's trying to peddle to me, you know, as I'm still in the room, but I'm trapped in the room. So I'm trying, and I'm like, oh, that kind of looks like it might work on me with this outfit, with these pants. Yeah, let me try this shirt. So I try about maybe 10 things on. Now I leave the room, and she goes, oh, let me get the alterations person because obviously I want to take some of the jeans. So I was going to get the jeans altered right then and there. I'm out of the room. She comes walking back with six more items. And she's like, oh, I found these. Oh, you may want, I think you'll look great in this shirt.
Right.
She's upselling me.
In her Lexus when she drives home in it because of her commission money.
That's exactly it. Because they're making commission.
Right.
She must have had
she's good at it. She picked out stuff you like.
Dude,
at least.
She made me try on like 27, 28 things. It was crazy.
No, I hate when I'm trying on like blue and gray. And I tell her, like, yeah, I only like dark colors. And they go, you know what? I know you like blue and gray, but I have this yellow and orange.
Right. She did that to me, too.
It always pops, right? They go, it's gonna pop. It's going to bring out the blah, blah, blah in the blah, blah, blah.
Or she goes,
it's a layering piece.
Yes.
Oh, you really need a layering piece. No, I don't. Oh, yeah, you put it under the shirt, and it pops. Everything pops. I don't want to pop. I want to be in the corner, and nobody notice me. I don't want
to
pop.
And you know what she says to me? She goes, oh, I know you're not a fan of that label, but you got to see what this designer released this year. And you know who the designer was? Peter Millar.
No. Did you buy it?
Because she asked me straight up in the beginning. She was, do you own any Peter Millar? I'm like, and I chuckled. And I'm like, I got to be honest. I said, I have one of his shirts because it was given to me. It was a golf day. And I didn't have anything to wear at night. And I felt embarrassed. And the guy gave me a shirt. And it was Peter Millar. I said, but otherwise, I don't fuck with Peter Millar. And she's like, yeah. But, you know, he's really going in another direction now. He's not just bougie golf guy. And like I'm like, no, Peter Millar. I don't want to try on anything from Peter Millar.
So when she said, do you have any Peter Millar, did it sound like this? So, have you ever tried Peter Millar? You know, Peter Millar has a whole line of Peter Millar merchandise right now, and this Peter Millar shirt might look good on you with the Peter Millar pants I'm getting you.
Dude, I was reliving those few episodes of our podcast where all we talked about was Peter Millar. I'm like, this is not happening right now.
You know what we're talking about.
Peter Millar. Oh, Peter Millar. Peter Millar. Jesus. Ugh.
It works, because look, we're still talking about him.
We're still talking about Peter Millar. But anyway, so I came away with a couple of things. So I guess I'm Vegas ready. But then I walked down to the store, the sneaker store, and it was this is a Scamboni, Brody. And not really Scamboni, but people need to know.
You don't have sneakers? You had to go get sneakers for Vegas also?
I wanted some fresh out-the-box sneakers.
Fresh out-the-box. Dope. Stupid fresh.
So, yeah. Because, I mean, if I'm going to be walking around all day in the afternoon in that village place, I need great sneakers. I need new kicks.
Right.
So, so I said to them, what place is this? Because it was a store I'd never seen before. Oh, we're a sneaker reseller. I'm like, huh. They're like, yeah, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sneakers. We may or may not have your size because all the sneakers in here are pretty much resold. They pretty much are brand new sneakers that people buy online, and then they peddle them to the sneaker store.
Where they're not worn.
Give them not worn. The tag's still on. They know people.
Tag.
No, the tags on the sneakers are still on the lip on the tongue of the sneaker.
Okay.
You have to understand something. There's a whole market out there of sneakerheads that they wait online, or they go online, and they when new kicks come out, they get these limited edition ones for like a couple hundred bucks. They're already jacked up. And so they sell them. They then resell them to a sneaker store like this that believes that they have intrinsic value, that people are going to pay even double for those. So that's the sneaker store I got stuck into. And I bought my first pair of Yeezys.
Oh boy.
And second.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yep.
Sneakers are, in my mind, the worst article of clothing to spend money on. Not that you shouldn't have nice-looking sneakers, but of all the clothing you wear, they're the one you can't keep clean. They're the one you actually scrape across the ground.
Yeah.
When you drive, the side of your sneakers on the bottom of your car, like the floor mat.
Yep.
You step in shit, you get rained on, they stink from your feet.
Yep.
Of all things to spend money on, you can only wear, I've told this story when Elvis bought me those really nice shoes.
Yeah.
I wear them on cruises.
And
where
it's
indoors and it's carpeting.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the only time I've worn them.
Well,
because I'm worried about scuffing them up.
I know, but you
so
can't.
You got Yeezys.
I got Yeezys. I got two pair of Yeezys. And
you're a idiot.
I'm a what?
You're an idiot. You are so not a Yeezy guy.
Well,
you're not.
I'm not?
No, you're not a Yeezy guy.
What am I then? Why are you pigeonholing me into a certain category? Why do I have to be anything? Why can't we all just wear what looks cool? And I'll tell you what. You don't like the looks of Yeezys?
They're okay. They're fine.
Well, these were.
I just don't think you're a Yeezy guy. Because I don't think you're going to go, yeah, these are my Yeezys.
Dude, I'm Yeezy like Sunday morning.
You are. Okay, the fact that you referenced the 70s song, it shows you are not Yeezy. Because I thought the same song. But I didn't say it.
So you're not a Yeezy guy either?
No.
Listen.
No, I would. I'm not going to buy Yeezys.
Here's what. First of all, I've been a fan, and I don't know if I've ever said it on this
Cheezies.
Podcast.
I go to Kohl's. I buy Cheezies.
Dude. Okay.
Again, like $49 on sale, and I'm thrilled.
I'm a fan of Adidas Ultra Boost. Okay. Who did Kanye? By the way, Yeezys are made by Kanye West, right? They're designed by him.
Yeah, he's in the shop making them himself.
Well, I'm not saying he's in the shop, but he's friggin' behind them. So he signed a deal with Adidas. They are Adidas Ultra Boost sneakers. So it's pretty much the sneaker brand and the style that I've been buying all along. So I didn't believe that's not how it works.
No. When Daimler, who makes Mercedes, bought Chrysler, and I was driving a Dodge, I wasn't driving a Mercedes. That's not how it works.
No, it has Adidas on the inside the thing. These are Ultra Boosts. They are Adidas Ultra Boosts. No, Adidas Ultra Boost, which is basically the one with the spring in your step. Those are the most comfortable sneakers out there, okay? In my opinion. Argue with me if you want. Anyone who goes to any mall in America.
Yes, I always want. Thank you for the permission.
Adidas Ultra Boost, people know they happen to have, whatever, great.
Okay,
great
to sneakers. You, they're very comfortable.
And to me, they're very comfortable, and to a lot of people. So,
and you bought the Yeezys because
Yeezys,
they're comfortable.
All that does is it leans into the Adidas Ultra Boost even more because it is pretty much an Adidas Ultra Boost sneaker. It's the same exact, he signed it with Adidas. It's an Adidas sneaker.
Are you going to put pictures up?
I don't think I want to do that. That would be cheesy. It would be Jesus.
Oh, huh. Did you should, so put up your Yeezys.
I'm not going to put up my Yeezys. I'm not. It'd be cheesy to put up my Yeezys. Whatever.
But put them up because it's a bit. Like, it's okay. I'm asking you to do it. It's different than if you did it. And you're like, look at my Yeezys.
So Skeery's,
you can put them and go, Brody. Skeery's at Yeezys. David Brody told me to put up a picture of my Yeezys.
All right. Maybe I'll put it on the Brooklyn Boys account. All right. But anyway, I got a pair of black and I got a pair of white. So anyway, so now I feel like...
Oh, the white. The white will be white for how long?
I will tell you this. As I'm walking through the store, it was super comfortable. I'm like, oh my God. These are definitely the most comfortable sneakers I've ever worn. I mean, they are Ultra Boost. They fit me perfectly. They're comfortable. It's like walking on butter. So how do I not start to worship at the house of Yeezus? I'm worshiping the Yeezus.
You listen, if Kanye saw you, you know what he'd say?
What?
Get those damn shoes off your feet. That's what he'd say.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be like, thank you for your business, your patronage.
He'd say Jesus walks in Yeezys, but Skeery Jones doesn't.
You're awful. Okay, yeah. I think I can pull off the Yeezy look.
You know what? You know what you are? You're an old digger. That's what you are. You ain't nothing but an old digger.
Thank you for the Kanye reference. All right, we gotta take a break.
He spends money on stuff you don't need.
With Brody and Skeery.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
I'm gonna have to write that.
He spends his money
on stuff you don't need. Yeah, he's an old digger. He buys Yeezys.
Anyway, I get that done. I got sucked in because this is what happens when you walk the mall during the midday in the afternoon when you have nothing else to do. Well, but I had a purpose to be there because I don't like shopping because this is what happens. I get stuck. I get pulled into a hellish vortex, a black hole. And now the couple of items that I need for Vegas turn into an all-day shopping affair.
So again, I would like to point out at Skeery Jones for all the sympathy notes. If you want to go fund me for him, if we can organize before it gets too cold out in the Northeast, wherever you live, if we could organize like a walk, like a 5K to help Skeery out, I'd really appreciate it. We'll get ribbons made.
Speaking of, is it
okay? Let's say one more thing. Yeah. One last thing on the clothing thing. Yeah. I worked in retail, so I don't need you to explain to me why. I'm just telling you it's always the same, and you'd think they'd be able to fix this problem. Like you said, there's always 26s, 28s, and 44s left over, right?
That's right.
Make more of the regular sizes and less of the 26s. Obviously, no one's buying them. You go into Target right now for a t-shirt.
Yep.
Right? Like a short sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah.
Smalls, mediums, double X.
Right.
So you should be able to figure it out. You would think larges and extra larges.
Take a note out of the Brooklyn Boys merch store page where we have all sizes. Well, we don't run out of sizes. And when we do, we restock them quickly.
Right. And speaking of our merchandise site.
Yep. Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. There's a new item coming up. Today is September 15th as we're recording this.
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah.
So sometime in the next week or two, there will be a new item. It is a 6 or 8 color.
Right.
Walkers and Talkers first ever t-shirt.
A Walkers and Talkers in our store?
That's right. You approved it. I asked you.
No, I did.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
And so it doesn't take away from our sales.
No.
But if you're a fan of the Walking Dead podcast, you'll be able to.
You know what that does? That drives traffic from the other podcast to our Brooklyn Boys store.
That's right.
So that's me being smart.
That's right. Here's what I would say, though. There's a little trick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because our Walkers and Talkers logo has so many colors in it, I think I explained this, right? Yep. I know I did on the Walkers and Talkers podcast.
Yep.
They can't just put it on a silk screen like they did our shirts. We put up videos, right, where they go over it like vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
Like 2 or 3 colors is fine.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 vroom, vroom, vroom.
Right, exactly. Just shake your rump. So on our shirt, because there's so many colors in the regular logo, they have to put it in this giant printer machine. It's like an air hockey table. And they have to run it through 8 times, or however many colors it is. So they can't bang them out in bulk, and it's a little more expensive process.
Right.
So we have to sell them in batches of 12.
Okay.
So they're not going to print them until they sell 12, then 24, 36, et cetera. So they have to do
a
minimum of 12
okay.
for this giant machine.
So coming soon.
Yeah, right? It should be up now, any day, but won't post this this episode.
Now, shout out to Carolina Rodriguez, who slipped into my DMs. And
she sings driver's license, right?
Yes, she does. Carolina Rodriguez. She had a very good idea. Well, it was a suggestion because she's like, hey, guys, I'm a huge slice. I was wondering if you guys would be selling any Brooklyn Boys Christmas ornaments.
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah dreidels, whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, both. Of course we would do both.
You know, if we could do balls, Brooklyn Boys balls, I would do that.
It's the Catholic and the Jew. Of course we'll do both. But my question
Hanukkah bush.
But my question is, Would it be worth it to fire up the old tool? When I say tool, the tooling machine that's going to create the dreidel and said Christmas ornament to make enough of them so we could actually break even.
Well, because I don't know who knows, the dreidel's made out of clay, right? So
right.
You just need to get somebody with a spinning wheel and mold that thing.
But would we? I don't know. I mean, Carolina, that's a great idea. Maybe we should do an ornament and a novelty menorah or something. I don't know. Would people buy Brooklyn Boys ornaments?
Yeah,
for their tree. Maybe. I don't know.
I think more people will say they will than will.
That's the problem.
And so you have to be legit. You can't be like, yeah, it sounds like a thing. I need you to be hardcore and be like, yes.
Right. Because if this is like $5.99 for one of these, let's say, and they're going to be like, oh, well, you have to order, in order for us to fire up the tooling machine to make them, you need to order a minimum of 300. Yes. Are we going to sell 300?
Nothing says virgin birth, baby Jesus like this podcast. When you think of this podcast, you think of nativity scene, you think of the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You think of family gatherings and religion
absolutely. All right. Well, anyway.
But you know what? Jesus. We should write Jesus on it. The baby Jesus.
The baby Jesus. Hey, you know, you did talk about the sizing on clothes. One thing I did notice, the more like fuck you the clothing label was, the more that there were sizes no sizes.
Smaller.
There were no right. There were no sizes that were above 33. Like they're like fuck you 34 and above, and that wasn't because they were sold out. It's because they don't make them, because they don't want you in them, because you're basically too big.
Right. They don't want to. They don't want a fat guy wearing their stuff, and they go, hey, fat guy with the donut in your face.
Yeah.
Well, what are you wearing? Armani Exchange. So good.
A big fuck you to the purple
slender people.
The purple label, specifically. Purple label clothing. Okay?
Is that the name of the clothing, or is it a label that has a purple label that people know about?
No, it's like if I tried to squeeze into it, I turn purple. That's what that is. That's what it is. You know, fuck you, Purple Label, because I know what you're doing. Because I saw you in three different stores yesterday.
Right.
And you didn't have not one pair of jeans over the size of 33. No shot. Even the 40s were sold out. You don't make them over 33. Go fuck yourself.
You go walk into Abercrombie and Fitch, and you could go get an extra large shirt. It's like a medium anywhere else.
Yeah, oh, that's the other part that's where they actually, they're fat shaming you into not wearing their clothes.
Right. They do not want you.
They're like, you want to fit into this, Skeery Jones? You and Abercrombie, this shirt is a triple XL. So of course I'm not going to buy it on principle.
Yeah, on you it's a scarf.
No, a triple X. I'll fit into a triple XL. It'll fit me perfectly, right. You know, in certain labels. It's pretty much saying, you know what? You really want to wear it? Good. You're going to feel shitty about yourself.
Well, you cut that label out immediately. You just take a scissor to it. Well, you just cut off the two X's at the end, and that was just 3X.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being a triple X, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just some people, like, mentally, like, I wear either a large or an extra large, depending on what season.
Right.
And so if I go into a store and the double XL, like, if I try on the XL and it's, like, a smidge snug, right, because it's, like, athletic fit.
Yeah.
Where it tapers in on the sides.
Yes.
I know the double X is going to be perfect, but mentally.
Yep.
Eh.
Well, that's exactly, it's a mind fuck.
But women don't have to go through that.
It's worse for them. It's worse for them.
It is, but it's a number. See, so, with women, yeah. if you're, let's say you're an 8,
so,
right? But you go into one store and you have to wear a 10.
Yeah.
I know that's traumatic, right? But those are, they're subjective sizes. They're not exact from store to store, right? But men's sizes have the size.
Yeah.
It labels you.
Yes.
Like when you wear a 4, women, it doesn't say on it size 4,
right.
Relatively small woman.
Right.
When you're a man wearing men's sizes, it tells you are large.
Right.
And now large was so big, you need an extra large, meaning bigger right. than we thought. And then you go 2X, you are now twice as big, and not twice as big, but more, you are two steps above large. Like, you're large is large.
Right.
So it's like blatant.
So women like get the numbers, guys get the actual adjectives.
When you buy baseball jerseys, when you buy the official authentic jersey.
Yep.
They come in sizes every two digits. So you can get a size 44, 42, yeah. 46, 48. Those are jersey sizes. But when you buy the knockoff at Dick's Sporting Goods or wherever you go for your knockoffs.
Small,
you know, the ones with the
large.
Iron-on labels
yep,
and
yep.
the one color name on the back.
Yep.
Right? At the bottom of where the tag is by your thigh, it has the size letter on the outside of the shirt.
Yeah. So you're advertising
you're like,
how
look,
big you
I
are.
I wear an extra large. Yeah. You're telling everyone.
Hey.
It's like your jeans when they have the size on the jeans.
On
jean
the outside.
Tag.
Oh, it's the worst.
That's why you put a shirt over your jean ass. You'd cover that up.
They used to have it on the, like branded into the leather label so you can't rip it off.
Right, right. Like, Levi's has it right on the label.
I don't
hey,
want,
everyone.
I'm a
blah, blah, blah.
I'm a 38. Yeah. I'm a 40.
And I got 30-inch legs, ladies. Step right up. I don't, by the way.
Yeah.
I wear 34-inch
I will say this, though.
Legs,
I mean, by the way, this is very, very apropos that we're talking about this during New York Fashion Week.
You should go with your Yeezys, Skeery, and walk the runway.
Yeah, I'll be so fashionable.
Yeah.
Yeezys.
Skeery Jones.
Skeery walks.
No, Jones. You should be Jones from now on.
Jones? Okay.
Yeah, like Yeezus.
Yeezus. Oh, Yeezus.
Skeery Jones.
Skeery Jones.
Let's get that hashtag going.
Skeery
Jones.
Skeery Jones.
Skeery Jones. Old digger.
Hashtag
old digger.
So, just a little known fact. Well, I don't know if women know this or not, but you know when they're talking about the their
teach
sizes.
Women something about women?
No, women. No. A lot of women will tell you that, let's say, a size, you know, 4 or 6, they vary from store to store. Well,
yeah,
that's because the
that,
fit.
Yeah.
Well, the fit model that modeled the clothing is
the unfit model.
No, that would be me.
Yeah.
That person was the quote. They take the quote, what they that store sees as the perfect size 8. So every, correct me if I'm a little wrong, and again, you can look this up, Brody, but when people are designing clothes for women and guys, they will take what they think is the perfect size 8. They start with 8, and then they say, all right, this is an 8. And now we're going to go up and we're going to go down from here accordingly. So if the size 8 model at Lululemon was relatively smaller than the size 8 model that went into Express.
Lane Bryant or Express or, yeah.
The 8, right. Then you're actually getting, that's why the size has so much of a, because it's all relative to the woman who originally tried it on and they called it that. You understand? All right. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
I would like them to call the large, right? The extra large, like a roomy large. And then like double X would be like extra roomy large.
Yeah.
Super roomy large.
Super roomy. Can we go back
to when
we were kids?
Comfy it, large.
I want to call it
comfy, extra comfy.
Nope.
That's what they should do. Get rid of the X's.
No. I want to go back to being called
comfy.
Husky.
Oh, what size shirt do you wear, Mike? I'm a triple comfy.
No, I like Husky. Because I was a Husky boy.
You were a Husky boy.
I shopped at the Huskies department. My mother used to take me to the Huskies. That was an actual sign that said Huskies.
Right. Imagine women, you go in like, and you went to the big hips department. That's what it was for guys. Husky.
I mean, we're going back, you know, I don't think.
Yeah, you're fat like a dog.
They don't do that anymore.
Over there.
Terrible.
No, I don't think they have Husky departments.
Not anymore. They used to. They got rid of that shit.
Mm.
Traumatized as a kid.
Now they have mannequins in stores that are overweight.
Well,
I'm saying it's more accommodating.
They do. I have seen that. By the way, did we just take up two entire segments talking about clothing? I think we did.
Well, you know how you rant. You know how you talk.
You know.
Okay, so can we talk about we all went out to eat the other night?
Yeah, right after
Speaking
this.
So we went to Carmine's, my favorite restaurant.
You don't take social cues very well. Or audio cues. As I said. Yeah, right after this. We could talk about this. And you kept going.
Oh, no. I'm just laying the groundwork. Huh. So hit the gym.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Don't you know what an audio tease is? I was giving a tease.
Was that an oral tease? An A-U-R-A-L tease?
Yes, right. And I was going to say, you want to hear about it? We'll tell you about it right after this.
Yeah. Speaking of a tease, I spent $56 on a tea.
Oh, God. What was that one I made you
theory.
Make fun of you? Theory. Yeah.
I can't believe you've never heard of Theory.
I have now. They sell $99 tie-dye shirts.
People looked at you. They scratched their head. They're like, Brody, you're so fucking smart, and you've never heard
smart.
Of Theory.
What does that have to do with anything?
Theory clothing.
You know about Theory. I know about almost everything else.
All right.
Now, I think we're good.
All right. Fuck the tees. Let's talk about why we're so big these days. Carmine's.
We went to Carmine's. So Carmine's is a family-style Italian restaurant. If you don't, I think we've talked about what that means. But basically, if you order chicken parm, it's enough for two or three people. For like, you order for the table,
mm-hmm.
right? You order lasagna, it's for everybody. Yeah.
There is nothing on the menu. Let's be very clear. There's nothing on the menu that's for one or two.
Right.
You order something on this menu, whether it be an appetizer or a main.
Right.
It's for 4 to 6 people easily.
Right.
Continue.
So you have to go with a big party with people who eat a lot.
You do not go out. You do not bring a date out to Carmine's. You'll be eating one item and sharing it the whole night.
You could absolutely take a date to Carmine's. You just have to have order chicken parm and split it.
And but it's so tremendous. It's the size of your fucking.
Yeah. Oh, and it's so
it's
good.
Huge.
You're
taking leftovers. You can't get through more than two plates. That's my worst nightmare. I like to sample everything. All right.
Yeah.
So continue.
Okay. So they've been closed for over 500 days because of the pandemic.
They not only will close 500 days,
and hopefully they won't close 500
more.
So Carmine's is located on 44th Street in Manhattan between 7th and 8th. Now, why am I saying that?
It's a shitty area.
Because that is the heart. No, Scary Jones. It's not a shitty area.
It's become a shitty area.
Okay, stop. It's right off Times Square. But more importantly, listen, I love my city. We want people to come here and spend money and see the great city and have a good time.
But our friend Astra had a video of a guy jacking it in daylight, broad daylight.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying.
Times Square, that's the color of
there was a guy sitting on a hood of a car and he's literally jerking off. And I'm like,
you know what? There's people who jerk off in the great state of Wyoming also.
But this was happening in public in Times Square.
Scary, we would like people to go to Carmine's.
Enough. And they're going to go.
Because they're our friends.
I think they're going to go even more now that I said that.
Okay, yeah. The reason why Carmine's was closed, in addition to the pandemic affecting restaurants in general, is that they're in the heart of the Broadway Theater District. And a good portion of their business is pre-theater dinner.
That's right.
In other words, if you've never been to a Broadway show, they start at what, 7?
Come on along and listen to the Lullaby of Broadway.
Don't ever do that again. So you go to Carmine's, you go there 4:30, 5 o'clock for dinner, so you're done, and then you go to your Broadway show.
Correct.
There are restaurants that cater to the pre-Broadway, okay. So they have been closed. That location of their many locations has been closed. And so they had a big friends and family pre-opening weekend, so they can get the staff trained again, and the cooks and everybody ready to go.
Oh, Brody, you're cutting out. What? Okay, one more time there, Brody. Take it from the top.
I'll start again.
We're not editing this. Go.
All right, I know. So because they're reopening, they reopened on the 13th of September. The weekend prior to that, we went. They had a friends and family weekend so that they could have the new staff members practice, right? And the chefs and the cooks and everybody practice. As if they were open for business.
Right. They practiced on us.
Complimentary. It was complimentary. And of course, we got invited because we love them and they love us. And mm-hmm. we were very honored to be on the guest list. So we went with a table of 25, 30 people. We had a couple of tables.
We had a lot.
Scary invited friends of his, Dutru from You Know Who, and Dutru's friend, and this guy's a guy.
Hey, I invited media friends, okay?
Yeah, I'm saying, but it was all who's who in the business, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Radio people, TV anchors.
It was our friend Cheryl Crowley, who's one of the top PR people in show business.
Yeah, that's right, represents Dr. Oz.
Yes.
And she had her TMZ people and the Barstool Sports people and the Good Morning America producers and the
Page Six. Oh, right, Page Six.
All of Today's Show,
weather
everyone.
Weather friends from New York weather. We had Inez Rosales.
Oh, and, Amy Freeze. Her real name.
Yeah, but I was saying Inez and also Amy.
I'm saying Amy Freeze. Her real name. Who would have thought
it?
That's why
she's a
weather
person.
Yeah.
Weather person, right. Okay. So there were a lot of who's. And our friend Astra, who we've known forever. She's a DJ.
She supplied the jack-off video.
She did. And she works at the radio station Greg T works at in New York, KTU.
Yep.
More of a dance station.
The Jersey Kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she brought a couple of guests, one of them being Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees.
Exactly.
Was weird, not because he's not great, but we're having dinner. And if you will follow me on Instagram, you would have seen my Insta stories where I'm like, oh, here's chicken parm, here's eggplant parm, here's penne alla vodka, and there's Jeff Timmons.
Right. But Brody, let me pause you for a second, because the way that came about was Astra knew that we were inviting industry people. And mm-hmm. then she said, hey, in the middle of the afternoon, Jeff Timmons is really close with me. We're tight. We're good. Good together. Mm-hmm. And he found out we're going to Carmine's. His wife thought they were closed. And by the way, for all intents and purposes, they were closed. Right. They were closed to the mm-hmm. public. She's, so this is just kind of a coincidence. You think he can come? Well, the kind of guy that Glenn, the chef, is, and the man who's behind all of this at Carmine's.
He's VIP there. He's the kind of guy, chief executive.
I said, Glenn, can Jeff Timmons, 98 Degrees, and his family come, and his recording artist? And he was like, dude, of course, because he rolls out the red carpet for everyone. That's the kind of guy he is.
It doesn't hurt that the guy has a huge social media following, but he was like, of course, have him come.
Of course.
And he had a new artist with him.
Yeah.
The girl with the purple hair.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Dina with the pink hair. This was the
or the purple label clothing that Scary can't fit into.
Fuck those people at the purple label. Fuck you. You don't make jeans past 33. Fuck you.
When was the last time you wore 33s though? Were you ever able to fit into 33s?
There was a first quarter Scary 4 years ago where I did the detox back to back, and I was able to do a 32. And then, fuck you and your 33s.
Okay.
I've been at 34 ever since.
Because it was a preview weekend, they told us, because they have a giant menu. They're on the wall, actually. They're physically giant. But also, they have a lot of items, like 20 pasta dishes and sides and salads, whatever. They said, listen, it's going to be a limited menu. So, well, I'm thinking like two chicken dishes, a couple of pastas, whatever. We get there, they hand out menus, and it was maybe 75% of the giant menu. So there were a lot of options. They had lasagna and sausage and...
Oh, Brody, your mic's cutting out again.
Penny vodka. God damn it.
You're back.
Hold on.
Everyone just missed the food. They missed your food rundown.
So again, they had 75% of the main items. They had all the things I love: chicken parm and lasagna and sausage and meatballs. Okay, great, fantastic. So they give us these menus of the limited items on the menu, and the waiter says, "Oh, I'm ready for your drink order, and I'll come back for your food order." Now we're sitting at two long tables. I want to say there's like 20 people on each table. So they're like 10 wide. Scary sitting on the corner of one. Next to him is his girlfriend, Robin, and then me. So we are in the bottom left corner of this long table, which is so long, you can't really talk to the people on the other end. They're only like down there. They're the down there people. And then diagonally is Jeff Timmons' table. And then behind us is the other table with all the PR people and all the who's in the show business over there.
The friends of Cheryl Crowley.
Right, Cheryl Crowley. That's an Ozzy Osbourne parody. Okay, so the waiter comes over, very nice guy, and he says, hello, how are you? And he comes over to our third of the table. Because again, the table is so big, they have to bring multiple plates for the whole table. There were three bread baskets to give you an indication of how long the table was, okay? Oh, and they serve focaccia? Oh my God, the focaccia there is amazing. Okay, so they come over and they say, have you guys decided what entrees you would like to have tonight? So I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I rarely get the lasagna because I'm always like chicken parm, penne, spaghetti and meatballs. Like the lasagna is my tier two. I'm going to get that. So Scary, what he always does, he says, you know what?
You're cutting out again. You cut out at the perfect time. I don't even hear what you're saying. Yeah, look, yep. Of course. Brody's got so many technical issues.
So Scary says,
tell your kids to stop doing fucking TikTok videos.
Nobody is home right now. Okay, so Scary does what he always does. He says to the waiter, you know what? Bring us whatever you want. I trust you. I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll take whatever you bring.
Absolutely.
And then, before I can say, the guy goes, excellent, and he walks away. He doesn't go to the rest of the table. Nobody at the other table. Scary has spoken for 40 people and said, surprise us.
Here's the thing.
I looked at him and I said, you motherfucker. Because now, what am I going to do? Go back to the guy and go, excuse me, sir. We're eating here for free, and we're doing a complimentary night. This could be your first night working here. Can you please add lasagna to what you wanted? So, who the fuck, Scary? What? Why do you do that?
I'll tell you why. Here's why, Brody. Because we were 40 people.
Yeah.
Okay. It's much easier for them to get the food out in a timely fashion if they feature their greatest hits and we just leave it in their hands. You know you're going to get meatballs or chicken parm. You know you're going to
get meatballs.
You know you're going to get three kinds of pasta. You know you're going to get eggplant. You know you're going to get you're going to get chicken parm. You know they're going to give you all the good shit. So why not just let them do what they do? Because if by you ordering lasagna, then somebody else is going to come around and be like, no, I want that dish. I want this. I want that. And now, remember, let's go back to the beginning of the conversation. Each dish feeds six people. You're going to have a fucking huge table full of 15 times the food that you need to feed it. Because everyone's individually going around ordering an item. It's not the way Carmine's works.
No, nobody said anything about individual, but lasagna was on the limited menu, which means they are preparing lasagna. And so what we got, a very nice assortment. We got eggplant parm, which
we got Big Z. I mean, we got penne alla vodka.
But then we got two dishes I don't eat. Right? We got a salad I don't eat. So luckily, your friend Mike said, you know what? There's some ingredients in his salad I can't eat. He's allergic to pine nuts, whatever it was. He said, can I just get like a different kind of salad? The guy says, would you like a Caesar salad? Now, their Caesar salad is my favorite Caesar salad on the planet. And I get that every time we go there. So when he said, you want Caesar? I was like, yeah, Caesar salad. Oh my God. So he brought a mountain of Caesar salad that we all got to share.
Okay.
Now look, the Carmine salad is great, but I wanted the Caesar salad. My point was, you took it upon yourself to just willy-nilly order whatever you wanted. And so Elvis went to me yesterday, Monday morning, and told this story on the air and had me say how upset I was. And somebody texted in and said, decades of friendship and Skeery is surprised with Brody's reaction to this. Maybe Skeery should start listening to the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
It just didn't make any sense because of time. No, because time-wise, we're all having a good time. We're talking to each other. We're having some drinks. The drinks were free, too. Good God, I can't believe. And we must have ate them and drank them out of a house and home. I mean, they couldn't have turned a profit this week at all. We're sitting there. We're drinking. We're having a good time. We're all, like, conversing. Why are we all let Carmine's bring out the platters of the food that it does best. Why do you, can't you have a Caesar salad or a lasagna next time? You have to have it now with.
I wanted a Caesar salad. You know, they've been closed for 560 days. I haven't been able to get a Caesar salad.
But I saw you walk out with fucking leftovers. I saw one dish come out of the kitchen in a bag from the kitchen.
Yep.
That was a private dish that was, didn't even make it to the table. So you were fucking side ordering everybody. You were sidestepping the entire fucking place with your orders. Don't think I didn't see that, Brody. I'm going to call you out on the carpet right here and now.
I'll tell you what anyone saw.
So what the hell was it in there that none of us got to enjoy, but you had them go secretly cook for you?
I took home the Caesar salad because by the time it came, it was the second salad.
That hit the table. What didn't hit the table?
So when Glenn invited me, originally I wasn't able to go because my daughter had plans and needed me to drive her and pick her up, and I wasn't able to go. And her plans got canceled at the last minute. So I called Glenn and I said, I'm coming. He's like, I'm so happy you're coming. And I said, are you kidding? I wouldn't miss the chicken parm, the spadini. And my favorite thing there, Skeery, what's my favorite thing?
By the way,
thing?
Chicken parm and spadini both came out to the table.
I know, but I said the third thing I said.
And by the way, we didn't order that. Let's let record show they brought it out on their own.
Yes.
So we didn't need
what
you
is
to
my
order
favorite,
it.
What is my favorite? They make, in my opinion, the best on the planet of this product.
Well, it's my favorite too, and it wasn't on the menu. Baked clams.
Baked clams, homie. So let me tell you about the baked clams. Not only are they large baked clams, the breading is perfect, and the thick white wine, garlicky sauce. Some places it's yellow and it's like on the bottom. This is thick with pieces of like breading in it, and it's unbelievable. And you could dip your bread in it all day. And so I said, I can't wait for the chicken parm, the spadini, and then he shot you down. He knows that baked clams, I worship them.
He shot you
down. Whenever he brings food up to the radio station, he brings me extra.
He's like, sorry,
clams.
We're not making those tonight. They're not on the menu.
So he said to me, we don't have any clams or calamari in the house. We don't get our first seafood delivery until Tuesday for our grand opening. Like the big seafood shipment, because they do it fresh. They get fresh calamari and fresh
of course.
Baked clams. Right, okay. Clams, rather. They don't come in baked. And so I said, hey, no problem, Glenn. You know, I'll show up. You know, it's my favorite. Everything they make there is my favorite. It's my favorite spadini, my favorite meatballs,
yes.
My favorite chicken. It's everything they make is my favorite.
Food is excellent.
Everything. Great. So I get there and he says, hey, guys, how's it going? Big hug. He says, just want to let you know. Just want to let you know. We had some clams. I was able to get some clams. Don't ask how I got them. And I made you baked clams.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. He had baked clams in the house.
Nope.
He made the baked clams. No.
He made the baked clams.
He made the baked clams with fresh clams. He made the baked clams. And you didn't share them with the table? You just
When did they arrive, Scary? They arrived at the end of the meal, and they were packed up, ready to go for me. So
that was all planned. Look at you, you bastard. You were fucking taking food out of the kitchen, and it didn't even come to us.
Oh. He told me, like, privately, like, I got some clams for you, but I don't have enough for everybody. So it was one order of baked clams. My impression is either he got them from another restaurant on the street, or the Uptown Carmines may have messengered them down.
Whoa.
But somehow, he VIP'd the shit out of me and got me baked clams. So props to Carmines and at Carmines
NYC.
So
then, Brody, you got your shit. You have nothing to complain about at this point. Nothing. You got more than us. You got baked clams and we didn't. And you know what? There is the even. There you go. There's your free dessert.
Thanks to Glenn. No thanks to you. So can I just tell you the highlight of the evening, though?
Is it have to do with the fact that we waited an hour for our cars?
No. That's the highlight of the evening. The highlight of Carmines, the experience.
Oh, yeah.
So Jeff Timmons, there's two highlights, one for me and one for you. Jeff is leaving. Now, at this point, Scary's taking pictures with him. Everybody's fawned all over him, which they should. He's a great guy, very talented, love 98 degrees. And so I didn't have a chance to go over to him because he was in the corner Timmons family table. One of my favorite shows on the Hallmark Channel, by the way.
Timmons family table?
Yeah. As he's leaving, he's talking to Cheryl he's talking to Astra, rather, our friend who brought him to the party. And I decide I'm going to walk up and say goodbye because I really didn't have a chance to say hello, and I'll reintroduce myself to him and say, hey, I just want to say hi. I don't want to grab a picture or anything. I just want to say hi. So I interrupt Astra with Jeff, and he's talking. And before I went up, the reason I went up to him is that you were at the table. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. You happened second. So I went up to Jeff and I said, excuse me, Astra, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to say goodnight to Jeff. I didn't have a chance to say hello. Jeff says, oh my God, Brody, I didn't know you were here, which totally blew my mind because I haven't seen 98 Degrees or any of the members of the band in 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah. They remember all of us.
And he knew my name.
Of course.
Yes, but I'm not Elvis.
Yeah, but still.
And so he says, oh my God, I love you guys. I follow you all on social media. Don't be ridiculous. I'm like, he goes, do you know who I am? I go, you're Jeff Timmons. Of course I know who you are. So anyway, I was talking to him, and because when I got up, the debate at our table was, what is 98 Degrees' biggest song? You guys were debating it, right?
Yes.
Let's
mention a few of them. Like, the hardest thing, and
it's for you to try to sing a 98 Degrees song.
Yeah, exactly. I do cherish you. They had a Christmas song called... I've been waiting to get this gift tonight.
Didn't they have Una Noche is one song, like one night?
They had about 3 or 4 hits, whatever.
They had a lot of hits. Scary is like trying to figure out what the biggest hit is and starts singing like he just did right there. But he was originally debating what song, and all the girls and Scary were debating what was their biggest hit.
I think we agreed it was I Do.
So as I'm talking to Jeff Timmons, I say, hey, listen, the guys over there, you know, Scary over there is talking to the girls. They're trying to figure out what 98 Degrees' biggest hit was. He says, honestly, I don't know. So I said, oh, that means you didn't get royalties. He's like, absolutely not. Because if you get royalties, you get a check. You know which song,
you know,
is
what song
the
is the biggest, yeah.
But when you're an unsigned band, you take whatever deal they give you. And the deal was probably like, you can make some touring money. And we'll give you money for the album. We're not giving you royalties. So every time it spins on Spotify or sells a record or a single, whatever, you don't get squat.
Oof.
So he said, we don't really know what our number one song is. Like, we know what like is most requested, but we don't know what sold the most. We never really cared much. We were just having a great time. So as I'm talking to Jeff, Scary's getting louder and singing at the table. Dude, Scary, sing again.
I do cherish you.
Now, it's one thing to sing that badly in the shower.
For the
it's
rest of my day.
To sing that badly in public. But when you sing that badly in public and the guy who's in the group is 25 feet away staring at you, he says to me, what is he doing? I go, he's singing all of your hits. He's like, I got to go. He's like, I got to leave.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Okay, you referenced the garage. So I want to get the Scamboni jingle ready. Because the first part of the night, I went and parked across the street from Carmine's. I used the Best Parking NYC app. They probably have these in every city. So what you do is it tells you the prices of all the parking lots and if there's availability. And it tells you the regular price. And then when you put in the time you intend to arrive and when you intend to leave, it gives you a flat discounted rate. How great is that? You're all welcome. So I saved $10 on parking. I prepaid. It was $25 for the 3 hours, which is a lot of money, but I was eating for free. So what are you going to do? And it's the heart of the theater district on a Saturday night. Okay?
Yep.
So I pull in and the guy comes over to me and he says, leave the key on the dashboard. I said, okay. I said, do I tell you I've prepaid for parking already? I don't know if you need to print a receipt and hand me something, but I prepaid. He says, no, you show that when you leave. He says, you're prepaid? I said, yes. He goes, okay. He says, I'm going to put you over there against the wall in the VIP section.
Yeah. But wait, hold on, Brody. There's no way that was free.
Hold on, jump ahead, guy. So I said, so I'm thinking to myself, oh, because I prepaid, I guess I get VIP parking because it's going to be busy. When I go to leave later, there's like 80 people waiting for that car. So I'm like, oh, VIP. I was like, yeah, that'd be really nice. So he goes, great. Let me turn it on. I said, what?
Man.
He says, hey, turn it on. Sorry? Now,
wait a second. There's cameras watching him, and he's going to pocket that $20.
No. I don't think he was going to pocket it because he's going to park
Brody.
It. He wanted to tell me the price. But he didn't want me to hear the price. That's what it was.
You sure,
so
though?
Like, yes, because he's like, I'm going to put you.
Brody's cutting
gonna
out.
Going to put you in VIP. I was like, oh, that's easy. No, I'm not. You're cutting out. Buy better equipment.
I hope everybody heard that. He cuts out, it pauses, and then it catches up, like fast forwarding. They all heard it.
I have to figure out why that's happening. Okay. Anyway. So I think the guy didn't, like, he wanted me to find out after the fact when it was too late that I had to pay for parking.
Yeah.
But I told him, so anyway, I go, no, I'm not paying for parking. It's a major Scamboni right there. Thanks for having the jingle ready. So
well.
It's the end of the story.
No.
Scamboni.
Yeah, we know. I don't, here's what I think, Bernie. I don't think he was trying to not tell you the price, because I don't think that, because this is one of those corporate parking lots, again, that it's owned. It's like one or two people own like 17 lots, and it's owned by a giant like company.
Yeah, but I'm not going to hand them a $20 bill.
No, the problem with it is when they do the VIP thing, and they're being recorded, of course, on camera. They are making extra money off of spots that don't exist on the menu. You can't pay for that. When you go into a garage to pay, you see the price per hour, per day, per month. There's no VIP parking extra.
Oh, so you think that's a made-up thing?
It is definitely made-up. That's his way of making crazy money and skimming off the top and not giving it to the corporation that owns that lot.
Nice, nice.
That's why he did it like a 20-year-old, like that.
I gotcha. Okay.
Because he wanted you to hand him a 20 off camera. Obviously, he was going to do the transaction where his cameras weren't.
Well, leave the 20 on the dashboard.
Well, he knows the blind spots. Right.
Right.
Right. Now, the question will become later in this conversation, would the VIP parking have been worth it? Because obviously, you didn't take it once you found out it was 20 bucks.
No. When I got there was like, again, 40 people waiting for their cars. Here's the thing, though. Now that you mention it, when I pulled in, you go down the ramp and it says stop here. Okay?
Yep.
When I stopped, he must have seen my fancy-ass Dodge Charger. I'm just kidding. It's just a Dodge Charger. He goes, swing around. So I go around the pole. Now I'm facing the other direction, like I'm going to go down the ramp, like to where the parking is. Because in New York, you don't park up. You park down. The ramp takes you further down and down and down and down.
Yes.
Because there's usually an office building or a hotel above you. And so I'm not by the window where you pay. Maybe that's why he brought me over there. Because he's like, oh, this guy's got a nice car.
He probably wants me to take care of it. He probably can afford it if I just say, hey, an extra $20 for VIP parking.
Ooh, but wait a minute. Do I have a $20 nice car? What if I was in like a really nice top end BMW or a Lexus, right? Or like a high end Lexus.
Same thing. What you are paying for
is. No. What I'm saying is, would he have said 40?
Nah.
In other words, would he have thought, no, if I walk in there with a Corvette, right? Or like a really hot ass car, is he going to be like, oh, you got that guy, you could afford 50 bucks. Like a rich guy is going to give him 50 bucks.
Yeah.
He probably figured I was $20 worth.
Well,
like your Dodge Charger is 20 bucks.
Well, fast forward to the part where we leave Carmine's and we're all trying to get our cars, and there's a stampede of people trying to get their cars.
So I notice now there's this one tall guy, and whenever he comes up the ramp, he comes up the ramp. Now the ramp is facing, when you come up the ramp, it's facing the back, the VIP parking, and he's got to turn to the right and make a reverse U-turn to the right to go up the ramp to get out of there. So I hear him go, and he goes, and he turns the wheel hard to stop on the up ramp. And he's coming up with like Nissan Sentras, little Hondas, like small cars. He's whipping it around. So I'm like, wow, I don't want that guy driving my car. Now I'm at least 30 people deep. I was thinking like for 20 bucks I could have been out of here.
Yes. Now it would have been worth it, because all you would have had to do was would hand you the keys and you could have gotten in your car and just fucking sped away. Done.
Right away. So we're talking.
We waited an hour for our cars.
We're joking about how the one guy is driving like a maniac.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I hear. And my beast of a car comes flying up the ramp, and the tires are going.
You all remember that scene in Ferris Bueller's Day Off where he gives them the car, the park, and then the guys go on a joyride.
Yeah.
I love the slow motion shot of the camera
flying
underneath the car.
Air.
It flies over and it lands. Ba-boom, ba-boom. That's the kind of treatment Brody's car got at this lot.
It doesn't go ba-boom, ba-boom, but I need new tires now. So he gets it. Now I got $2 in my hand because I was going to give him $2, right? And so he gets out of the car and he walks around with the ticket to give it to the front desk, whatever he does with his ticket. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm getting in my car. So he walks back around and he's like standing there. So I go, I give him the $2 and I go, hey, man, next time ease up on the gas pedal. Like with a smile on my face, but like, you know. So he walks away and he go, and now you guys heard me say that to him.
Yes.
Right? Because I was only 10 feet away from you guys. So you guys start laughing like, oh shit, Brody said something.
Yep.
And he goes over to his coworker. He's like, that motherfucker told me to step off the gas pedal? Get the fuck out of here. If I drive slow, these people are waiting 2 hours. I gotta move cars. Lay off the gas pedal. Fuck that guy.
He said that? I love it.
Yeah, Robin heard it. Your girlfriend heard it because she was like, whoa. Her face dropped. She heard him. But he was like on the other side of another car, like by the driver's side, talking to the guy who was about to drive it, another valet guy.
Right.
Bitching about that. I said, I think I have every right to go, now look, I don't know if I should have said next time because he's never going to drive my car again.
Yeah, but guess what? You ain't ever pulling into that lot. Unless you want the best baked clams in New York City.
Oh my God, they are the best baked clams on the planet. So yeah. So that guy, I was like, hey, easy, a little easy on the gas pedal there. Garcon, you just slow down on the muscle car love there.
Okay? It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Oh my God.
We're flying through, my friend. You know,
do rule number one?
We have some sound to go over. I thought.
I know, but I want to slip in rule number one. I got one rule number one.
You have a rule number one? Well.
Rule number one. What's rule number one?
It's rule number one. Wait, are we talking about, it's be attractive.
Not be attractive.
Okay.
No,
rule number one is
correcting someone.
And correcting someone, rule number one is be right. Make sure that you have the right answer before you go correct somebody.
So we were playing a game where Danielle had to mention as many rides in Disney World in Florida as possible. Okay? So one of the rides she mentioned in 30 seconds was Tower of Terror. It's a great ride.
Awesome.
So the text message comes in, that's not in Disney. It's in MGM.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So here's multiple mistakes.
As Brody cuts out yet again.
You're wrong. Disney World. God damn it. Fix your system.
No, it's not my system, my
what
friend.
What did you get? What do I need to... I got one
gig up and down in my download speeds, my friend.
Okay. All right, so here's what... Did you hear the text
alone.
Message, though?
I don't know if you heard about that.
Did you hear the text message?
I don't know if you know. I live alone.
Yeah, you live alone.
I live alone.
Yeah,
that means the only device on is my computer right now. And
right.
I don't have a family of people sucking the energy away from my Wi-Fi.
And what if your Wi-Fi-powered butt plug? How's that working?
All right, listen.
Did you hear the text message? Did you hear what I said about Tower of Terror?
Yes, we heard the text message. But you were about to go down the list.
Oh, yeah. Here's why your text message is
wrong. It's wrong on multiple levels. Go for it.
Right. First of all, Disney World is all of the parks.
Correct.
It's Epcot. It's Animal Kingdom.
And MGM.
It's
not called that anymore.
It's the Magic Kingdom is what you're referring to. It's what they meant. When they said Disney World, you mean it's not in the Magic Kingdom. The game was name rides at Disney World.
Disney World.
Now, it hasn't been MGM since 2008.
Right. Right. So that's the second mistake.
It's Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios.
Disney's so you Hollywood. Corrected Danielle by saying it's not in Disney, which it is. And then you came in with your big slam and went, boom, it's an MGM, which it's not.
Right. So now that's
you're
doubly
13
wrong.
Years late.
You're wrong.
So rule number one in correcting people.
You're wrong.
Be right.
Be right.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Right. You're wrong.
Sophie, be right. You should be right.
Now we have... But are you? You're obsessed with Keith Hernandez.
I am not obsessed with Keith Hernandez.
We went through like six Keith Hernandez clips from Keith Hernandez, former Gold Glove and All Star first baseman for the New York Mets, Hall of Famer,
Hall of Famer, 1986
Mets World Series team. Blah blah blah. Now one of
the
announcers.
He's also St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer.
That is correct. Now he is one of the announcers for the Mets on TV. Brody went off on him last. Well, not went off. He highlighted him last week.
Highlighted some. Okay.
Highlighted some of his lowlights.
Keith has funny commentary every week.
Right. So now here we are again, 2 weeks in a row. Because Brody has a hard on for Keith Hernandez. I'm kidding.
No, I do not. I love Keith.
I'm kidding.
Here he is. He's talking to Gary Cohen, the lead announcer on the.
I can't put up with this anymore. I can't put up with this. Can I put up with Brody? With Brody's fucking internet problems.
It's your problem.
It's not my problem. Here we go.
I'm going to reset again.
Keith Hernandez talking
this
to Gary.
This is Keith talking about how he was younger, his childhood.
Looks like we have a lot of young elementary school students out there in the yellow raincoats. Reminds me of when I was a young lass, Gary.
Lass?
Mom put me in those yellow.
Did you say you were a young lass?
Yes.
You're right. A lad would be a guy, and a lass is a woman.
Call himself a little girl. There's a kid. So if you don't know who Reggie Jackson is, Reggie Jackson is a Hall of Fame baseball player.
Yes.
Played for the Baltimore Orioles, Oakland A's, or not in that order, Oakland A's, Baltimore Orioles, New York Yankees, California Angels.
Right.
He was only the second person to hit three home runs in a World Series game in 1978 against the Dodgers.
That's right. They dubbed him as a result Mr. October.
Mr. October, right.
That's going to come in handy here, isn't it? Are you playing some sound?
No, you're going to play a clip for us in a second. However, Keith makes a common mistake about candy bars and baseball players. Reggie, here's what they said about Reggie, and he got a candy bar named after him. And then Keith makes a common mistake about other candy bars and athletes. Play the clip.
You know, it's like Reggie Jackson said, if I played in New York, they'd name a candy bar after me. And they did.
Yes, they did.
The Reggie bar.
Babe Ruth.
Except the baby Ruth wasn't named after Babe Ruth.
Right.
It's named after, was it Grover Cleveland's daughter?
Oh, so it was perfect for Babe.
Just worked out that way.
Just lucky.
So Keith is all excited that the baby Ruth bar is named after Babe Ruth, except it's not. It's named after a baby named Ruth.
That's correct.
Now, there's a guy who plays for the Marlins.
A lot of sports stuff here.
Well, yeah, because this is good stuff. Do you see the clip that says he's an outfielder for the Florida Marlins, the Miami Marlins, excuse me, they changed their name. His name is Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm.
C-H-I-S-O-L-M. And a bunch of announcers keep making the same mistake. Play the clip, and then you have the second clip where it's isolated.
That's hit in the air into fairly deep center, but it is played by Almora looking up, and it's off the wall. Chisholm scores. Game over.
Chisholm.
Yep.
Chisholm scores. Game over.
Chisholm.
They're combining Jazz and Chisholm, and
of course
everyone
they
keeps
are.
Calling him Jism.
I love that.
And then we have Channel 88. So the NFL channel on Sirius Satellite Radio is Channel 88. But the voiceover guy, when he does like the Sunday drive on football Sundays, I'm going to give you more clips as we get into the NFL season of this guy. He's clearly not using his real voice. He's clearly putting on the fakest deep voice accent imaginable. Play the clip and listen to the way he says Channel 88.
Weekdays at 7 a.m. Sirius XM NFL Radio, Channel 88.
Oh, God.
Channel 88.
What kind of? Oh, 88.
Weekdays at 7 a.m. Sirius XM NFL Radio, Channel 88.
That is obnoxious. It's annoying. Yeah. I can't believe
he does it on the weekends. There's a
Channel
show with two
88.
Guys. There's two guys. I'll have the clip for you next week where he's like somebody and a
he's awful.
Name
he is terrible.
Bill Lekas. It's like Scary Jones and Bill Lekas. He goes, what's Scary Jones and Bill Lekas?
I hate when they do that at the end of a clip.
But this guy's been the voice of this of the NFL Sunday shows for years. And everything he says is like, yeah, but it's coming back. Yeah. So.
The last word has five syllables in it. Channel 88.
Now, I've played you clips of bad DJing. Previously, as you know,
Katie Babs. Katie Babs.
Bam. Okay. This guy, I'm listening to a fantasy football show. Now, you've seen this on SNL with Jason Sudeikis, and I forget, what's the guy who was in Last Man on Earth? Will Forte.
Will Forte.
Where they do the ESPN announcers, and they're like,
move the chains.
Boy, that's getting old. Speaking of old, Old Spice.
Oh, right.
Where they segue whatever they would. Okay. Listen to how fantastically this guy goes into a commercial. Better than you and I could ever hope to do.
Okay, let's do this.
Go ahead.
You don't have to wait to ask somebody if you're making that right move. I mean, it's just, it's bonkers. Bonkers! You know what else is bonkers? How about Dell's semi-annual sale, which is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories.
That's crazy. It was like he knew how cheesy and how overly corny that was going to be. And he did it anyway.
I don't know if it was planned. He was ranting for like 3 minutes about like, don't wait for people to tell you it's a good waiver move. Don't wait. Make the move. Don't call. He's like, don't call me and ask me, because by the time you ask me, someone else has already gotten the player. So he's listen to it again, because keep in mind, this is the end of like a 2.5 minute rant.
I love this. Hold on. Hit it again. Oh, wait. I have to. Go back to it. Oh my! Oh, damn it!
Damn it! Another $800,000.
No!
You don't have to wait to ask somebody if you're making that right move. I mean, it's just it's bonkers. Bonkers! You know what else is bonkers? How about Dell's semi-annual sale, which is the perfect time to power up productivity and
I predict you and I will do this on a future episode of Brooklyn Boys sometime, somewhere, with a client.
I'm just saying that guy's good at it.
And the Slices are going to call our shit on the carpet for doing it. They're like, hey, you guys are no better than the Bonkers guy.
Speaking of Slices calling our shit out on the carpet, the Slice app.
Right.
Like, I know. I'm not saying the guy. I said the guy was good.
Yeah.
I didn't say. I said I've been playing bad clips. This guy. How great was that?
That was excellent.
Bonkers.
It's bonkers.
Speaking of bonkers. How about that Dell sale?
All right. I think we have to end this because your.
All right. Let me just play you my favorite
audio,
text of the week.
Your audio is fucking me tonight.
All right. I want to apologize
the Slices for having such shitty Wi-Fi. Let's get back into the studio and do this next week together in person.
Okay, my Wi-Fi is fine. I want to talk to you about the best text I got. I want to apologize again because I want to apologize to Rachel DeYoung because I keep saying I'm going to read something she sent me and we don't have time to read it, so I'm going to try next week. But I want to read to you my favorite text. Explain this one to me, Scary. Ready? Somebody, and I'm not making fun of the school. I'm just confused by can we just establish that?
Yes.
Not making fun of anybody. I'm confused by the request. It said, now keep in mind, people request stuff all the time, right? A school sent in a request. Can we get some signed? Now, please don't overanalyze it and tell me it's for charity to raise money. Just understand. Okay. Hey, can we get some signed t-shirts? We are from the blah, blah, blah school for the blind.
You don't need them signed if they're blind.
Well, that rhymes. That's some, like, are the people it's who like, go to the school, who's going to, like,
you, I, right. You could just send them blank t-shirts from Fruit of the Loom and just say, oh, here are the shirts. And this,
I mean, obviously they're going to tell other people, look at my shirt, I got it signed, but I feel like there's better things we could send to a school for the blind than signed t-shirts. Where the only value is the, again, if your friend sees you wearing the shirt, I get it. It just seemed like an odd, don't you think it's an odd request?
I think there's more of a punchline there than it, than anything else.
It
yes, it's funny. It's a funny when you think about it on paper as
right.
a joke. But honestly, in real life, I don't think that's a terrible request. I think it's actually kind of thoughtful.
A signed copy of Elvis's book.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing okay. wrong with it.
All right. I'll burn in hell. It's fine.
You are going to burn in hell for that one. That's you trying to be more just like cute. But
no,
yeah, of course. Why wouldn't
legitimately...
we? We would sign shirts for you know any
of
deaf,
course.
Blind, you know someone without any impairments.
Yes,
doesn't matter. It's everybody.
Of course. It just of all the things to ask for, it struck me unusual.
All right.
Again, not making fun. Unusual.
In real life, it's not unusual. But you know, for the sake of comedy, that's kind of fun.
No, it wasn't all comedy. Right. I was just saying it was unusual.
Okay. All right. So we have a funny email, though. I don't know if you want to leave on this one.
If it's funny, sure.
Well, Meriton Ferro writes to us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. And you could, by the way, submit your emails there. My name is Tony. Big fan of the Big Show for about 8 years now, since I moved to the U.S. from Italy. I heard about this podcast from Elvis on the Big Show a few times and decided to give it a try around April this year.
Thanks, Elvis.
I started from the beginning and surprise, surprise, the first 5 episodes I was asking myself, where the fuck is Brody? They're always saying Brody scary, scary Brody. Long story short, I didn't want to listen to the new ones, so I listened to all of the podcast, starting with The Off-Air Show. And on the Brooklyn Boys podcast episode 0, I finally see a big difference. I love you guys. I've been binging 6 hours episodes every day, and I'm at episode 148 now. Sly for life, and fuck you, Abe77. So this guy took it literally when we said go back to the beginning, because he must have heard us on an episode to go listen to the beginning, went all the way to the beginning of the archive, which was well before episode 0. So he started listening to the off-air show episodes, and he's like, I don't understand. Where's Brody?
Oh, no.
No, oh, yes, because that counts as listens.
Well, but I feel bad. He had to listen to that train wreck of a podcast.
Hey, listen, it was different. It wasn't this.
Believe me, it
was not this. Of course not. But listen, it had its moment.
I listened all the time. You know I listened all the time.
I know you
did. I think
I
was on 3 episodes. So
you were on a few episodes. But, you know, we had our friend Cher on there, which I did a spinoff podcast with.
You had AJR live in studio.
Yes. And, of course, the Jersey Kid and me and Bald Freak Ronnie. Listen, it was a very different cup of tea. It was
I'm just giving you shit.
I know. But the point is, if you can, if you're a slice and you're bored, it counts because you're on the Brooklyn Boys feed. So it would help us. If you're bored, go back and listen to some old off-air show episodes. Please do, because it does count toward our numbers every week, which is something that Brody would like to speak to you all about.
Oh, no, there's nothing to speak to.
No? You don't have anything to say to the slices?
Just listen in order. That's all I'm asking.
And come, and please, no. It would be nice. It would be nice if it's a new season. We want to tell all of our friends. We want to tell more people about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's new listener season.
Some are listening.
Go tell a friend.
No, it was, you know. People were on vacation, so a couple of episodes were skipped over. So the more people that listen, the better. And the more episodes you listen to, the better.
In the arms of an angel. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Don't start a GoFundMe for our podcast. Keep the focus on at Scary Jones and his mission, his godlike journey to Vegas this weekend. In his Yeezys.
For the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
# Gold Digger.
Brody, I wish you were coming with me. I really do.
Yeah, well, I wish when you asked Elvis if you could go, if you said, can Brody and I go? That would have been good.
You know what? I probably should have done that.
Probably should have, yeah. Right. Brooklyn Boys in Vegas.
What are you doing
fun.
This weekend?
You know, I'll probably be at Applebee's or Friday.
Home Depot, get into a fight with somebody, customer
service.
I'm going
to be wearing my Costco Filas that I got for like $20. My weekend sneakers. Mm.
Okay. Let me do that.
Yeah. The boys from.
You know what?
What?
Maybe instead of Vegas,
I'm going to Brooklyn! The
you failed again.
I know, boys I know. From Brooklyn!
It's okay.
Brooklyn!
It's
okay. The
people love it.
Boys from Brooklyn!
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.